Hello, Crystal.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Crystal, my name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. I hope that you're well today.
Yes, I'm working on it.
Good.
We got kind of a sick house. Like half of us are kind of sick, but mentally we're fabulous.
But that's the worst, especially when you're running around trying to keep everybody well. You know, that's the mom job, as you know.
Yeah, and then again, it keeps them home from school so I can spend time with them. So,
yes.
I'm like, hey, you're sick today, but I hope you don't feel too bad. That's
and I hope you don't get it on me. Please don't get it on me.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. At least we can laugh about it, right?
That's true. Some people really freak out.
They
do. So good.
Well, and this is the thing, is no matter what, like, it's going to happen. I mean, if you're destined to get sick, it's going to happen. Like, what can we do?
Yep.
You know?
That's true.
Oh, my gosh. So I was doing a little bit of research for your company. I see the website. Did you build it yourself or did somebody help you?
I have a brand management company. I just added the web. So I saw on Google, the Google verification thing. I don't know what it's called. Mm-hmm. I'm not very technical, but mm-hmm. I added the website earlier and it said Google's reviewing your suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I was looking for your Google business. I did find it. Okay. And the website's added. That's great. Okay. So what we do here is we are a Google Premier partner. So we do the programming that puts that listing on the first page of Google, and we couple it with Facebook ads for social media marketing.
Okay.
Okay. So it's like a whole campaign that's pretty amazing because what it allows for you to do is for you to be able to have everything coming in for this program under one platform where you're able to track it all and see exactly how well it's working for you. So I'm just looking at everything. Mm-hmm. You guys are still pretty new in business. Is that correct?
Yeah. So my sprayer, he's been doing this for over 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my other business partner, he's just been in business for, he's 74. He's been in business his whole life. He's had several multi-million-dollar business. Another just came out of retirement and opened up another million-dollar business.
Beautiful.
And he's also a network marketer, and he's very successful in that. I'm actually a chaplain.
Beautiful.
I've had a spray foam business with my ex-husband, and
that
was for a couple of years. Yeah, but now this is pretty new. We started back in January.
Okay, and the reason that I ask if it's new is not because of the lack of experience, but because I can actually apply a new in business credit. So that is fantastic, allowing for a lot more opportunity as far as price-wise goes. So just to make sure that you are in the right place, though, you are looking to increase your online marketing through Google, right?
Yes.
Okay. The major benefit to this position lies in the exclusivity. So what that means is that once we find the one client we're going to work with in any given area, Crystal, we close it down for an entire 50-mile radius. Now, if you're servicing that entire 50 miles, that's fantastic. If you're not, that's okay, too, because we're not going to promote any other companies to the first page of Google or Facebook or anywhere else for that 50 miles. That's your coverage area. Okay?
Okay.
Now, with this, since you have the website, you have the Google business profile, you have quite a few of the bells and whistles in place, I'm actually able to waive the setup fee altogether, which is normally $299 all on its own. And the platinum package that I think is going to be best for you guys is normally $599 a month, but we're able to bring that all the way down to a flat cost of just $299 month to month. So all together with setup and everything, you're looking at just the $299 out the door. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, specifically what that's going to include for you is the complete Google local optimization programming. So I'm taking a look at your Google profile now, and what we're going to do for it is it's brand new. We can see that, and that's great. You have 1 5-star review, which is absolutely fantastic. But we want to capitalize on that. We want to help you to gain and gather multiple 5-star reviews. We also want to do weekly posts. We want to go ahead and attach a whole bunch of photos, and we want to really go ahead and get keyword service radius, a lot of things in on your Google profile that's going to help it to rank. Okay.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, and then additional to that, we also will go ahead and attach the Facebook page directly, and then it's going to automatically retarget with the Facebook ads that we build for you. So the social media marketing is already included with the package. And what I mean by that is our company is a partner to Google and also Meta, and when you have a dual package that's ran together like this, what it allows for is that automatic retargeting. When somebody goes to Google within your service radius and it's an area that you're targeting, they're going to automatically be retargeted back on Facebook. You're going to come up through their Facebook feed in that specific area for where you're targeting. Okay?
Okay.
We create multiple Facebook ads, and the advantage here is vast. The reason I go with this versus the Google ads is cost-wise, to get it up off the ground, and then obviously after you see how well it works, you're probably going to want to increase services. But with this, $100 of that $299 budget is going directly to the Facebook ads every month. And Facebook ad clicks for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click. So even on the highest end of that, you're still getting a minimum of 200 acquisitions just from the Facebook alone. Okay?
Wow, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then it's being retargeted. Now, the cool thing is we don't go in and, like, respond to your social media. We suggest that you continue posting. We suggest that you continue, you know, doing everything that you can to support your social media. However, what we do is we go in and we actually optimize the Facebook profile, and then we attach the ads to it. So as far as, like, the more that you post, the more opportunity we have to create fancier ads and keep it fresh, so to speak, okay?
Okay.
Now, we also include the programming for the top directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Facebook, Apple, Google. These are going to be the top directories that Google indexes every time a keyword search is done. It's going to create branding opportunity. It's going to open up revenue streams to the top directories. They are obviously secondary to Google, but we want to make sure that we're capturing that as well, and we'll attach the website everywhere that the business name is listed. How does this sound to you so far?
That sounds amazing.
Okay. I think that you're really going to like it. And the cool thing about it is this, Crystal. We have a couple of different platforms in place for you to be able to track it. We don't expect you to take our word for it. The terms and conditions state a max of 30 to 45 days for full placement on Google. And that's usually for companies who don't have a healthy Google business listing yet, or a website or anything that we're building off of. That timeline is for the companies who are literally have bare bones nothing. But you are in an advantage here. Instead of being in a deficit with nothing, you're coming in with an advantage because you already have established a couple of these things. So your activity is going to happen a lot faster. You have a Facebook page that we're just going to optimize, program, and go ahead and get those ads out and running. We're going to be able to optimize and program the Google business profile and get everything up and running for you. So it's going to eliminate a lot of the what feels like wasted time, even though it's not, because the Google verification alone takes a few weeks. But since you have that in place, it's going to be really great for the company as far as having the calls coming in as quickly as possible to you. Now, we have a downloadable app that allows you to track the physical phone calls. If you choose to take advantage of the call tracking app, I don't know how you have the phone calls coming in currently, if everything is coming to you or how it works, but with the call tracking system that comes with a downloadable app, Crystal, what you're able to do is you're able to really eliminate spam and robocalls, and you can, you know, we can really customize it. So thank you for calling, you know, Heart of Texas. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. To speak with Crystal, press 3. To speak with Jason, press 4. To speak with Dawn, press 2. Like, you can capitalize on it, and you can really have the calls going in the direction that you want. Now, that was just a for instance. Obviously, I don't know if you have Jason and Dawn taking calls or not. But the cool thing is like, say you do take those kids on vacation, or you take a, you know, mental health week and you choose to go do something else, you can forward all those calls over. And for training purposes, you still have access to all those call recordings. So if somebody lost an address where they were supposed to go out and do a bid or whatever the case is, you have the ability to go in through the app and listen to the recorded phone calls. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now,
and then
what if I do this for 2 months and then I want to stop? Is it okay if I want to stop, or will I be penalized? Or?
Oh, no, you won't be penalized at all. There's no contract. So our clients for the past 19 years, they choose to keep coming back to us every single month. That's why it's month to month. There's no contract. And if for any reason you ever left, anything that we built for the company, such as any of the profiles that we build out, any of the content that we build out, that's yours to keep. We don't hold it hostage or anything like that. And you're already the owner of your Google business profile. You've already set up your Facebook. So you're simply going to allow us on as managers. So we would be managing
wow.
it.
Okay.
Yeah. And just so you know, don't ever let anybody on as an owner. Don't ever let a company convince you that they need to be onto those items as an owner, because it's just not so. It should always be management only, okay?
Okay.
Because that's just anything that goes with the business, like the reviews that we build for you. So for example, like this is what I'm kind of getting at. Like say with Angie's List or Thumbtack, I see you're with the paper lead service here she put in the notes. So if you're with one of those paper lead services, say that you get, you know, 25 reviews with them. If you ever stopped using their service, they're going to take those reviews down. They don't belong to you or to the business. They belong to Angie's List.
Oh, that just doesn't seem right.
It's not, but it is the truth. So that's why we always push the Google reviews, because no matter what, we can give you like a tiny URL, literally a clickable link with a QR code you can put on your business cards. You can put it straight on your website. You have the ability to get those five-star reviews, and when they load, they'll load to the site. So, for example, somebody gets the QR code off the side of the van. When they're looking at the site, they're going to see those five-star reviews that are directly from your Google listing. Okay?
Okay. See, that's so crazy. See, I know I want to not do Angie's List. So I, we ordered business cards. So we had a Facebook, and it used to be Hot Foam It. So we wanted Hot Foam for the web, but it was $500, $555, something like that for the URL.
Okay.
So Hot Foam, that's a Hot Foam. That's who we are. But it cost money to have that. So we had to pay the $70, so we just put hotfoamit.com. But then someone kept reporting it as spam, and, so, like, or it only happened, like, once or twice, but our brand manager, like, you just got to change it. So we changed it to Hardest Texas Foam, which is actually too similar to another.
Yeah, Hardest Texas Insulation, right?
Yeah, and I didn't
That's
know
that.
That's
the first one I pulled up when I was pulling up. I was doing a search. That was the first one I pulled up, and that was another thing that I was going to say is with branding like this, it's going to separate you from that other company because of the way that we brand you. When somebody gets your name word of mouth and they look up Hot Foam, it's not going to accidentally pull up Insulation. Okay? It's going to pull up you guys with the actual Hot Foam, the Heart of Texas.
Okay. So do I even need – so I have been using a brand – it's just a couple, a brand management. You know, she is her husband. That's who did all our stuff before. Do I – she's the one who puts up all our posts and everything. Do I still need her also?
No. You can post yourself. Honestly, you can post yourself. If you're getting before and afters or photos from your sprayer or whatever, and you can literally post them yourself, and then we're going to build out the ads. Like, posts are super easy, and once you see the ad criteria, like how we build your ad, then you're going to see, like, it's super, super simple. Let me show you something. Hold on.
Okay. I think what I want to do is cancel Angie's List and buy that new domain name. I want hotfoam.com.
Yeah.
Because Angie's List is like $750. And if I buy the hotfoam.com and then I pay for you guys $299, then that'll be make up for the Angie's List. I mean, I paid that for Angie's List. So if I could just And that makes me, I didn't know that those reviews could be taken down. I mean, we earned that work. We do all that work. We deserve those reviews.
Exactly my point. Exactly my point. Yeah. Here, I'm going to send you the Facebook ad right now so you can take a look at it. How far into Angie's are you? How many days?
2 days. We haven't even turned our leads on yet.
Okay, so what you do, you can. I'm going to tell you how. You can.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you how. So what you got to do, and you don't seem like a type of gal that's going to have a problem being real firm with them, but you have to be super firm with them, and you have to let them know, listen, it's my legal right of rescission to cancel all services, and I have not turned on the leads. That's the term you have to use, legal right of rescission, and they have to give you all your money back.
How do you spell that word? It's my legal right of work.
Rescission.
Rescission?
Rescission. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because they have to give you, that's RESCISSION.
Okay, rescission. I haven't used any leads yet. Okay, that's not.
Yeah, you haven't used any leads yet. You want your money back. You just don't want to fool with them at all, you know. And then this is the thing. Sometimes I've heard of them trying to go back and say, "Hey, but we'll give you this many free leads." Well, I'm always a little concerned about free leads. If you're a pay-per-lead program and you're trying to hook me by giving me free leads, it always concerns me because that is the heart of what you do. And it just hasn't proven to be quality from across the board as far as what I can tell, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm so glad that I've spoken with you. Angie's lead, I talked to them probably for like a month, and then the other day, it's like we were just like, and then Jason just got soft the other day, and he's like, okay, let's do it.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And now that I've talked to you, I wish I had known about you guys a long time ago, like a month, you know, at least a couple
right.
months ago. But that's okay. It's never too late.
Right. It's not too late. We can actually take really good care of you. So is this something you want to give a shot, or do you have to run it past him?
I don't have to run it past anyone, but how I pay for everything is the company credit card. And mm-hmm. that is in the van, and he's on his job about 13 minutes away. I've already tested him.
Okay.
I asked him to send me a picture of it.
Okay.
He's spraying it now. He sent
yeah,
me
yeah, yeah.
It was just impressive.
No worries.
I,
we have some other work to do first. Yeah, we have some other stuff
okay.
to do first. So let me get some information from you, and then we'll go ahead and schedule your onboarding call and get everything. So your last name is Kaufman?
Yes, ma'am, Kaufman.
Okay. All right. And then what is the best email address where you want all correspondence to and from Local Splash?
It would probably be my work. Yeah, my work email. It's the Crystal at Heart of Texas. Man, okay, when I buy Hot Foam, the domain, will you be able to automatically change my email to go to the Hot Foam email address instead of the email address it's going to?
I can't promise that we can do that, but what I can tell you is our team is really good at that, and they also, it's called like Google, they do it through Google with Google Workspace. That's something they go over during onboarding. It is an additional cost. I don't know what it is, but I think it is very affordable. So,
Laura did that. The old brand manager, she did that because it was all under Hot Foam. Then we were forced to change after we got all our business cards and everything else. We were forced to change over. It automatically, she did something that made our email transfer into the new email address. So I didn't lose anything.
Yeah,
so
there's a way to do there's a way to do domain forwarding as well.
Okay.
Yeah, all of that can be done. Absolutely. Hold on a second. Let me ask a question of this person. Hold on, because you mentioned something. Let me see what I can do about who am I looking for? Oh, of course it doesn't want to go. Okay, hold on. See. Okay. I have a client who has a website at Heart.
I'm not going to do it now. We'll
Texas.
Need to sign up, but that's it.
Hold on. HeartofTexas.com. She wants. Which domain is it that you want?
Hotfoam.com.
Hotfoam.com. Is it possible Hold on, let's get his attention. For us to get this domain for her and do the domain forwarding of the current site. Okay, I've asked him that question. We'll give him a couple of minutes to answer that and see, because if we can do it for you, obviously it's going to be better.
Yes.
I have the business address at 6509 Mammoth Springs Drive in Waco, Texas, 76708. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that a home office, hon?
Yes, it is a home office.
Okay, cool. Then we're going to keep it hidden on Google. That's why I asked that question. I know you guys, you know, can carry guns, but we still like to protect your proprietary information.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And then do you want me to put your other partners down as authorized users on the account?
They won't ever be using it. I mean, if I die, they would be, but they won't ever, they won't even touch the computer.
Okay, cool. All right.
Not unless I tell them to.
Yeah. And then they want to know exactly what to do, right?
even worse than me. They might be even worse than me.
So I'm looking at the website here, and I'm pulling services directly off of it. So open cell insulation, closed cell insulation. Are you offering painting services, hon?
Yes, and fireproofing.
Okay,
listed.
With the painting, is that like, would you like to be called out specifically only for painting?
It's only for painting the spray foam.
Got it. So we're going to be very specific with that. Painting.
Yeah, we can paint our spray foam or their spray foam. I guess it doesn't really matter, but it's just ours, you know, like we'll paint out whatever. Don't matter. We're just painting.
Hold on. Not regular painting. Because what's going to happen is you're going to have an onboarding call, Crystal, and during the onboarding call, the technician is going to verify keywords and services. And when they do that, they're going to then give you our recommendation based on what you're offering versus where you're offering, all the things. And then they give you a list of top recommended keywords. But I don't want them to accidentally give you a painting if you don't want to be called out for that. That's why I verify that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. And then are you guys licensed and insured? I know Texas doesn't
require
a lot. Okay, perfect. Let's see here. Okay. Nope, I don't know where that came from. Can we delete that? Thank you. All right. And then what are the hours? What's that?
I like that ad. Okay. I think you said the hours were like 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Perfect. That's when you want the phone calls?
Yes, ma'am.
6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then do you want that Monday through Friday? Are you looking through for Monday through Saturday? What are you looking for?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then as far as the service radius goes, she put 50 miles. Is that accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Got that. And how do you prefer for Local Splash to contact you? Do you prefer for us to contact you phone call, email, or text message?
Any and all of the above is fine.
Okay, cool. And then of that tracking system that I was going over with you, with the call tracking opportunity, it would require that you change the phone number on the website if you choose to take advantage of that. Is that something that you want to take advantage of? It's all-inclusive with the package. There's nothing additional for that.
Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry. My mind had drifted somewhere. Okay.
So It's okay. The call tracking. I went over the call tracking with the downloadable app where you can forward the calls and you can eliminate the spam and the robocalls. You would get a call tracking phone number that's included with the package. So basically, we assign you a call tracking phone number, and when the caller calls, the call comes straight to your phone when it's a legitimate call. When it's a spam or robocall, it's automatically filtered out. And it also gives the business a professional greeting. Thank you for calling Heart of Texas or Hot Foam. For current clients, press 1. To speak with Crystal, press 2. However you would like to assign that.
And that's not it's free of charge?
It's free of charge. It's included with the package. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yes, I'll take it. Yes, that sounds great.
Perfect. Okay. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, or Cash App, or all of them?
Yes. So I'm in the middle of doing QuickBooks, so I'm going to start invoicing. I invoice, but normally they either pay us, they give us a check, or they give us cash. Mm-hmm. But they'll be able to give us a credit card a credit card also with QuickBooks, mm-hmm. you know, so I can just send them the invoice, I email it, and then just pay it, you know.
Okay, perfect.
So, yeah.
Okay. And you're doing this for both residential and commercial, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. All right. All right. There's that.
How's your head?
Still hurts, like
in the back of your head? That's a weird headache.
Like right here?
Yeah.
And
okay.
But I'm feeling better than
you. Okay, good.
These kids get sick. How old are they?
She's 15, but my other one's 11, and then I have another 11-year-old, they're twin boys, and then an 8-year-old girl. So I got a 15-year-old and then an 11-year-old that's sick.
Oh, my gosh.
And I like it. I mean, I don't like it when they feel bad, but I love it when they
stay home
from school.
Mm-hmm.
So I can stay home with them because there's a lot of them, you know, and I'm outnumbered. It's hard to spend individual time with these kids.
Yes. Yes. Well,
I was talking about that movie Misery earlier. I was like, look, I don't love it when you are sick, but here's that movie that's a little like how I feel. but I'm not going to poison you or break your bones.
They're like, oh my gosh, Mom, right?
Yeah. I'm an older mom. Like, I'm 44. I started having kids at 31, so I really, really. You know, all my other friends were having kids at 17, and I wish I'd have started early. I didn't know how wonderful it was.
I didn't have my son until I turned 29, and if I'd had him any sooner, I don't know that it would be as good as it is now. I don't think I was ready.
You may be right.
You know?
Yeah, you may be right, but I'm the older mom, though. My kids, like, I'm the oldest mom, you know, like, for most of their classes, and they think I got one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel. I'm just like, I'm healthy. I'm not going to die. I'm healthy. You don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. I take really good care of myself, and besides only the good die young, you know? Like.
Yes, yes. Oh, goodness.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm taking a look. I've got everything here. Did he send you over the card information yet? Or are you still waiting on that?
I'm still waiting on it. I guess he must be still touching
okay.
up.
It's okay. That's okay. He's working hard. No worries. So yeah. I'm going to go ahead. I did send you the text message with my direct phone number and extension line.
Great.
Okay, I'm trying to see. I don't think they're understanding my question here. Everybody still speaks English, so I don't understand. Hotfoam.com. Okay, it's doing a search. I'm trying to see. Hotfoam.com is for sale. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, I can have them go ahead and try to get that and do the domain forwarding with everything. It would be a one-time additional charge of $99.
What? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
For the domain name?
Yeah, and it's included with, so it's like, they would call it like a setup fee. They would have that go into the setup fee. I'm double checking to make sure. So I don't want to give, I want to make sure that I have the right information. She said, I'm already out. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. I think he's on lunch. All right. So right now, I just want to make sure that it is available. And since we're waiting, hotfoam.com is, it shows me this is available. It shows me this is available. Can we get it? Okay. I'm asking that question. And we're waiting for Jason to come back with the card anyway, right?
Yes. Taking forever. He's only 13 minutes down the road, but right now we have only one vehicle. So he's got the work van. That's everything.
Yeah. I understand. I get it. They let me work from home most days, so it's fun and good, you know. But at the same time, you know, yeah, exactly. So I don't get to enjoy mine when he's home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm just, so basically we're just kind of waiting here. I'm going to verify that I can for sure get that for you and that we can do the domain forwarding. And then we would just charge you the one-time $99 fee for that and go ahead, and then we can forward the current website over to that new domain, and it would be everything that you want it to be. So let me get that. And you're still waiting on the card anyway, so you have my direct phone number and extension line. You can call me or text me, and as soon as he gets there, just shoot me a text, and by then I should have an answer for you, okay?
Oh, yay. I am so excited. Okay, so I can text you at this number?
Yeah, you can text me back at that 877 number. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and I'll save you. Amy from Local Splash, thank you.
Yep,
so
you're welcome.
Much. I'm really excited, and I'm so relieved to get away from Angie's list.
Be firm with them, girl, and don't let them nothing, because this is the thing. Today's Friday. You've been with them 2 days. It's not legally 3 days until it's 72 business hours, so that doesn't count Saturday and Sunday. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
And you might have to call from a different, I've heard some crazy stories. I've heard some crazy stories
as
you can imagine. Sometimes you have to call from a different number because they don't want to refund you and you know, they've got your number on the, in their system and, you know, just a number of things. You just want to be, I just want you to be able to get the very best. Okay. He said, hang on. He's checking for me. I hope so. I love it when I can make people happy.
You know, Bulldog phone, they're up there. They're like number three. That was my, when my Nima ex got a divorce, he's a real bad drug addict. And, but they got really angry and like kind of just, then they started their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Bulldog phone came from my business, my old business with my husband.
Right.
And he has his business, but, and I'm just like, and they're the ones who called in the spam, like, as I had to change my website. And I know that. But, you know, I don't believe in revenge.
No, gotta get them.
Just gonna keep on, yeah, I'm just going to keep on trucking and just keep doing me and hope they do good on their own. And I'm just going to do me. So,
but that's exactly it.
I look for them and I'm like, man, they're not there.
That's
like,
okay.
That,
yep, not for long, buddy bear. Not for long.
Yeah. I mean, the market is only like 12 or 13% flooded, so it's not flooded, you know? So
right.
There's plenty of business out there for all of us.
Right. There's
so
enough for everybody. Exactly.
Yeah.
I am about to, I had to get the supervisor over there.
Oh, okay.
This lady. She wants that domain, and she wants to know if we can do domain forwarding to the hotfoam.com. I'm just waiting for him to answer, and then once he answers, I'm going to hit him with the next question. To verify. Before I sign her up. Okay. Okay. He said, because I thought it was available. What he's telling me is it's not one that we can purchase, and that might be due to the cost. But
okay.
Hot, hotfoam.net and hotfoam.pro are available that we can purchase.
Okay.
And it can be done. Do you want either of those?
What's the difference between net and pro?
Nothing. I personally like pro better. They ran out of .coms is what it is in the world. Yeah, and just in the world, they ran out of .com, so they had to start doing other things. So you have actually three choices. He said .net, .pro, or .co, C-O. So it could be hotfoam.co, I like hotfoam.pro. Personally, I think that sounds, you know, fancier, but, or hotfoam.net. Up to you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Hotfoam.net, .pro. Or .co.
Yeah.
Hotfoam.co. Holy moly. Okay. I like hotfoam.pro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. I think I like that too.
Right.
Hotfoam.pro. Perfect.
Okay, let me see. So hotfoam.pro is what she would want if we can do this.
.pro? Instead of com? Okay, cool.
Oh, my back is itching. Okay. I'm a person who likes to make sure of everything before I sign you guys up. That way, I mean, I've been here a long time, so I know most of the things.
Grateful.
Okay. So did you already pay, you paid for the site, or where did the site come from?
Which the one that I have? Yes. I paid GoDaddy first for the first domain we had with Hot Foam It. Then I had that was reported, so I couldn't use that anymore on Facebook, so I had to change it to hearttexasfoam.com. That was another $77.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was it.
But I mean the actual build. Who built it?
Oh, yes.
The content.
We're in. Yes. So we paid for that, and we're actually still paying for all that.
Okay. Okay, so you paid an independent company for that.
Yes, it was an to build the website we have and a Facebook. Yes.
Okay, and is that marketing, that branding company you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what he just got back to me and he said we can do it. Yes, we can domain forward it to hotfoam.pro. However, it's not good for marketing, and he doesn't believe that it would help you to rank. Meaning that it's better to have the site built on that domain, okay, or to keep what you have, which personally what you have looks fantastic. But if we did a domain forwarding where heartoftexasfoam.com goes to, say, hotfoam.pro, right? He's saying it's not good for marketing to do a forward. I know. That's why I wanted to ask that before he said we can do it. Yeah, so if you want us to do it, we can do it. It's not that we can't do it. We are capable of doing it. But he doesn't believe that it's the best choice for the business to rank. Which is obviously like what you're paying us to do is to get you ranking.
Oh, so I wouldn't. So it would mean more negative than positive?
Yes. He's saying that it's not going to help you to rank. She will not rank with a forward, meaning you won't rank with your website going to a forwarding domain.
I would only want to change it if it didn't do anything bad.
Right.
Part of the foam is just a really long.
I know. I know it is. Well, and this is the thing. You just told me that you already paid for it, and you have been.
Right.
You're going to continue paying for it. So on top of that, like, because
no,
I can have, I can have.
That. I want to continue paying for the website. I thought you meant the website, the actual website. Like,
not the domain, the content. I'm talking about the actual content. Who built the content? Meaning the writing. Who did all that?
Laura. Her name is Laura.
Okay.
Ellen is their company name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. And I like your, do you own your logo?
Yes. That's all mine.
Okay. And you, what about this little spray foam guy? This whole
yes,
team.
That's all. Yes,
that's all
we're
you.
Still, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what we could do, if you want, we can mimic this. We can't do it exactly because that would be on copyright infringement. But you own your own logo. You own your own little guy here, whatever he's called. I guess he's just a secondary logo. You know, you own those things. Okay.
We're in contract with management.
Yeah. So then you just want to leave that be for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be what's best for the business. When you're done with the contract, then you call me and we can put something together with what you actually want.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because I don't.
We're done here, right?
No, ma'am. Just on the website thing. No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Just on the website situation, because I was really trying to get you what you wanted with the site. And they used to do domain forwarding a lot. But, see, this is the thing, is we're a Google Premier partner. So we have access to our team at Google, and they're constantly coaching us and letting us know what's best for our clients. And if they change the way the domain forwarding works and it's no longer good for you guys, we won't do it. Or if we do it, we'll let you know. Listen, this goes against our top recommendation, but if you really want it, we will do it. We have the ability to do it, but we don't recommend it. So that's all that it is it has changed in what Google recommends. But no, we're not done. You and I are good to go. As soon as we collect payment, then I'm able to go ahead and schedule your onboarding call. And that's where the magic's going to happen. They're going to get everything squared away for you. Okay?
Okay. So it is not good to change the domain name.
It's not. Not unless the entire website's going over to that domain.
Well, yeah, it would. I mean,
right.
Everything
so
I have, I would.
We can't do that because somebody else owns all your content. Like, so the way it works here is either we build your site, we buy the domain, we build the site, or you give us the domain and we build the site, and then we go in and make the changes and adjustments. Or if you're coming in with your own site, then you're responsible for updating your own site. Like, we can't go in and tinker with your existing site.
Oh, dang it. And that dang. Okay. So I won't be ranked like if you guys were to be doing it.
Correct, but your website's excellent. I'm telling you, your website is fantastic. It's going to get you great quality calls, and it's perfect the way that it is. There's nothing wrong with the current site. We love it. If it didn't do what it's supposed to do, Crystal, I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't tell you it's a terrible site, but what I would say is I would insist on rebuilding it so that you you would let me.
Okay, okay.
Because I want it, again, I want it to work for you. I don't want to sell you something that's not going to work for you. I want it to work for you, you know, so I would very gently let you know that we couldn't use that. It's not a good site to use. But your current site looks amazing. It's just not it doesn't, for branding purpose, it doesn't have the domain that you wanted.
Okay, thank you. And I'm still a little confused.
Okay, I'll explain it to you. Sure.
Just like she changed the last domain because Facebook wouldn't let us put anything else there.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do, I'm a little sick right now.
Okay.
If I do, I'm like, hey, I want hotfoam.whatever.
.pro.
If I tell my brand manager, .pro, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
And if he says, okay, I can make it happen just like I made it happen last time.
Yes.
Would that be bad?
Yeah. No. That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
Oh.
If she can do it, yes.
So
and then she will go in and she will rewrite. She'll put your content over onto that domain. So this is the thing. If she owns that content because she built it. It's like if she wrote an essay, okay? And if you wrote an essay and then I go and copy your essay and we both turn it into the teacher's going to say copyright infringement. You guys both have the exact same essay, right?
Right.
So it's the same thing with the website. We can't copy it verbatim, right? It would have to be slightly different if we were going to rebuild it for you. But A, there's no point in us rebuilding it for you. You already have a perfectly capable individual that you that you're in contract with.
Okay. I'm not here to screw anybody over. I'm just here to do what's
best.
Not at
all. Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I want the exact same thing for you. That's why I'm saying that it is better for her to go in and she can just move the content over. And then that's the website domain that we put up on Google and on all destinations. Now, I'm going to warn you that once we go in to change the website, it is very rare, but occasionally when you change the domain name on the website, you're asked to go through re-verification. Google may request that we do re-verification, which is no big deal. We just go through the verification process again, okay?
Okay. Will it take this long?
It won't take
like 3 or 4 months.
It shouldn't. Because we're a Google, yeah, we're a Google partner. We would let you know right away if it's not, if it needs to be re-verified, we're going to notify you stat and say, listen, this is what we need. We need X, Y, and Z, and we're going to submit re-verification right away. Because that's
great.
Literally,
okay,
yeah, we're here, we're on it. We're doing it for you. That's what's going on here. Yeah.
Yay. Okay, good.
Yeah. So you just call me or text me as soon as Jason's back with your card and we'll get you all squared away, okay?
Great. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Crystal.
Well,
I look forward to talking with you soon, hon.
Oh,
okay.
Wait, stop. I have a copy. I have a copy.
Oh, you do?
Oh, my. Thank you. Oh, my. Okay.
I'm all, listen, if you just wanted to talk, it's okay.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yay. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. Get it on my phone paper. Here. Okay, it is a... Okay, do you need the name on it? What do you need first?
Is it the business name on it?
Yes, it's well, it's Donald R. Suggs, S-U-G-G-S.
Okay.
S as in Suggs. And then... It's also underneath. It has Hot Foam LLC.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you need both of those names.
Yeah, I've got
that.
Okay. Go ahead.
5528.
Mm-hmm. 6964.
Mm-hmm. 9114.
Mm-hmm. 3621. Expiration month and year.
June of 28. 3-digit code on the back. 726.
I'm updating your profile and assigning the package, and then I need to set a security question on the account. You get to choose your first pet's name, the city you were born in, or your mother's maiden name.
City I was born in.
Which is?
Yeah, no, let's do mother's maiden name. That's
okay.
Easier.
Which is?
And it's Glotter. G-L-A-T-T-E-R, Glotter.
Okay. All right, so we set the security question to protect your proprietary information. If you ever get a call from somebody claiming to be Local Splash or you're not sure if they're identified as Local Splash or whatever, they might, for whatever reason, you ask for your security question. Every time you and Local Splash have contact outside of your client onboarding, we're going to be asking for that. If either of your partners was to call in, they need to have that password. Okay.
Okay.
If you get a call and you're not sure, or if it's a scam call or a spam call, you let me know right away. We can put them on your DNC list. Okay.
Great. Okay.
All right. Now we're going to read a voice verification real quick, outlining the service agreement. And then I think that I may be able, can I have a CI? Let's see here. We may be able to get your client interview finished up today. Let me ask him if he has any slots left. If not, hopefully not Monday. Okay, so the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google?
Hot Foam LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Crystal Kaufman, owner, manager.
Crystal, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is April 12, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $299 for the all-inclusive platinum package, and setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 12th day of every month. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Yay! It's super exciting. I'm really excited for what this means for your company. Now, Crystal, there's a text that's going to say, Crystal, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Can you click the link I've provided you there?
Yes.
Awesome.
Hang on. I'm trying to... There's... Here in choosing... Please click here to accept. Got it. Okay, I agree to credit card. Okay. Okay. Okay.
And it should have taken you to a screen asking for a username and password, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the username is going to be the phone number, and then you are going to get, it all came over via text message to you as well, so you're not expected to remember it. The password is all lowercase, and it's good reviews, so GOODREVIEWS.
Okay.
Okay, now I... Did when it go ahead and schedule that client onboarding to happen in the next, like 40 minutes or so. I scheduled it for between 4 okay. and 5 p.m. Hopefully, he hasn't gotten back to me yet, but he usually lets me, so I'm just doing it. If it's not going to happen at that time, I will call you back as soon as he lets me know. We'll reschedule you, but I believe Great. So that it is going to happen. And also, just so you know, lock that 877 number into your phone because that is the number that Local Splash will be calling from for onboarding and different things. And I'll be introducing you to your onboarding agent, okay?
Great.
All right. So I will be speaking with you here in just a little bit, either to introduce you to your onboarding agent or to reschedule you. And I hope that you have a fantastic afternoon.
You too. Thank you so much. One more question. When
sure.
Jason gets home, Lulu, stop it. When he gets home, Lulu, come on, let's go outside so you don't make so much ruckus. Get out there. So, good girl. Good boy. So if he's like, well, I want to keep Angie's List and keep Google,
That's perfectly fine. Oh, yeah.
Only if he's completely against getting rid of it. I mean, we just started. I'm ready to let it go.
Yeah.
But if he's just vehemently against it, then I'll just let him keep it. If it
let him keep it. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. And, yeah, we work hand in hand with tons of Angie's List, Thumbtack, Porch, House, you name it. We work with a ton of those clients as it is. So it can go very well hand in hand. It's not an issue at all. It's just a matter of preference.
What's your opinion of that? What's your opinion of Angie's List?
Well,
I've never had any experience with it, so I just don't know.
I've had clients who've made thousands of dollars, okay, millions of dollars, that have really, truly made a boatload of money. But it really depends on how much you're able to invest into it. It also depends on how quickly you're responding to the clients. It also kind of depends on the quality of clients that you're getting. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. It can be hit and miss. Now, did you guys do the $750 one?
Yes, that's what we
okay,
did.
So you guys already did the money back guarantee program. That's what that is. They, if you read the fine print on that, the 750 is the money back guarantee program. So they have 30 days to get you like 10 verified leads, or they have to give you all your money back.
Okay, okay.
So you could go
and
that way.
What if we don't get a job from those leads?
Well, then they're supposed to be able to give you all your money back. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Now, I say supposed to because I haven't experienced anybody that has successfully done that, gotten their money back.
Okay.
Unless they canceled right away. Then they got all their money back. But I haven't had anybody that's gone through and experienced the money back guarantee portion and then gotten their money back because it wasn't received properly.
Okay. Okay.
So I guess it's just a matter of preference, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much
for
being so knowledgeable.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Absolutely. I love to take good care of my clients, and, you know, they're going to give you an opportunity to leave a review, too. So if you want to mention me,
I always leave reviews.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when you mention me by name, then I get an extra little kudos. So it's cool. You know?
I will.
Awesome.
A-M-A-I, just your first name?
A-M-I-E, Amy.
Okay, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah,
okay.
That's my first name. I'm the only Amy here, so even if you spell it A-M-Y, they're still going to know who you mean.
Okay. Where are y'all located at?
We're in California. So we're in Fountain Valley, California. Yeah, we're over here in Orange County, about 15 minutes from Disneyland.
Nice. Okay.
Yep.
I love Callie. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I will be talking to you soon. I will definitely do your review.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I'll be talking to you soon. We're going to call from the 877 number in just a little bit to get the onboarding underway, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful
You're so
night.
Welcome. Have a good night. Bye now.
Bye.